Zeb Adrian, an athlete who entrenched himself in the annals of the Pleasantville Trojan Athletic Program in just his junior season, beginning with the football team when he won the starting quarterback job.
Play action, going to roll out, looking, going to go for one defender. He does. Might tuck it, run, no, throws it downfield. Got a man, Busick wide open. He's got a touchdown, Trojans. Yes, he got it. Touchdown, Trojans. As that ball was a 40-yard pass to the end zone, Zeb Adrian to Brock Busick. Shotgun set, takes a snap now. Adrian looking, going to go downfield, wide open on the far sideline. He's got it inside the 10, the 5. Falling forward, got it. Touchdown, Trojans. Well, Adrian under center takes a snap. He'll plow forward. He breaks free in the secondary. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Are you kidding me? Touchdown, Trojans.
And then to basketball.
Down transition, Zoss. Bounce pass, backdoor, Adrian. Left hand and good. Houston gets that one stolen away. Adrian, layup, left hand, good. 4 quick points from Zeb Adrian and a 6-0 lead. Zoss has it, trying to go inside, gives it off to Adrian. Adrian goes up strong, right hand, good.
Self-admittedly not his strongest sport, and was part of a Trojan team that went 17-6 and won a playoff game, all while scoring 11 points a game. He even won a state championship on the 4x100-meter relay team during the track season. But Zeb Adrian really came into his own when the summer classic sport started.
We'll bring up first baseman Zeb Adrian, the offensive star of this Pleasantville team. And he will swing it inside out to left field. We'll wonder if that's going to stay fair. And that's going to drop in fair. Adrian digging for two will hold up at one. A one-out single by Zeb Adrian.
Blankenship on third, Hummel on second, Erickson at first as Adrian rocks and delivers. Curveball, strike three. Got him looking. That'll be a big strikeout for Zeb Adrian. Gets the second out of the inning.
The 2-1. That one hit high into the air. That one is drifting back. And that one is going to get down. It's gone. Come on. Over the right field wall, Zeb Adrian with a 2-run blast. And now a 5-2 lead for Pleasantville.
Zeb absolutely dominated on both the offensive and defensive side of the diamond, batting a whopping 551 and going a perfect 11-0 on the mound with an incredible 127 strikeouts and only giving up 5 runs all season. Unusually soft-spoken and humble for someone who has accomplished so much in a young high school athletic career, Zeb knew from during the time playing Little League and Pee Wee football that playing out on that field Friday night was what he wanted to do.
Throughout Little League, probably my favorite sport was football. I always wanted to be the starting varsity quarterback out here on Friday nights, winning games and going to the playoffs. I guess as time progressed, I kind of transferred into baseball, but football still is one of my favorite sports.
It's no accident Zeb Adrian is at where he is today. Many hours were put into training, working to improve, even while simultaneously playing other sports, as Zeb trained body and mind for the upcoming football season, all while leading his team to the championship game at Principal Park for the Trojan baseball team.
Every day, up in the morning at 7 o'clock, mostly either in the weight room or running hills, and then after hills we'd have football skills, which with me being a pitcher I wouldn't throw as much, but just working a lot of footwork and just basic offensive plays.
As Zeb's most recent coaches, head baseball coach Sheldon Card and head football coach Gabe Baker, will say, it's not only the tremendous skill that Zeb displays on the diamond or the gridiron, it is the mentality and attitude combined with a budding sense of leadership that makes him such a special athlete.
Zeb, he's so smooth and so easygoing, and you know, he never talks. He's just a great kid to have on your team and another coach out on the field, and whether it's fielding or hitting or throwing or pitching, he's a guy that you love to have on your side, definitely.
He's a tremendous athlete. That's obvious by his baseball season he just had. But he really grew into his own in my eyes in the basketball season and the track season. You know, I think he kindly reached his full potential, and that's carrying over to this fall. He's a great athlete, throwing the ball, running the ball, and I think his leadership has improved, which need to be, being at the quarterback position.
But despite all the success of an almost unprecedented junior campaign, Zed said he is not going to ease off during the duration of his senior year. The accomplishments only motivate him further.
Making it all the way to that state championship game gave me and a lot of the other guys a lot of experience and really helped us be able to focus in big pressure situations, so we're looking to carry that over into football. And our goal last year was to make the playoffs and win at least one game, which didn't quite happen, but I think we exceeded all of the schools and the town's expectations. We've been down the last several years, and last year to make the playoffs was a big step up in the way the program's going. We're going to go out there and play our hardest, and basically this season's going to be what we make of it with the guys we have and the talent we have. We're basically going to go as far as we push ourselves and however bad we want it.
After his senior season is completed, Zeb said that although he hasn't committed anywhere quite yet, he plans on playing either Division I or JUCO baseball. But as that is a whole year away, you can bet that if you follow Pleasantville Athletics, you will hear more of this.
Now as Adrian rolls out to the near side, looking fired, he's got a complete to Luna. Touchdown, Trojans!
And this.
As the pitch comes home, called strike three, Zeb Adrian gets the second out of the inning.
Because as Zeb begins his senior year, the year that will conclude his high school sports career, you can rest assured that he is just getting started. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, I'm Andrew Swadner.